I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Highway 20 runs over 3,000 miles from Boston to Newport, Oregon, a road Sal Strom and Lynn Moyers have just traversed in entirety. As part of their project Connecting US 20, they've stopped at libraries in a dozen states, creating community and a traveling art project involving safety pins and cheesecloth. The artistic results will be displayed in the Newport Visual Arts Center from June 9th through July 2nd. Before arriving in Newport today, Sal Strom and Lynn Moyers have taken a detour to the KLCC studios. Welcome to Almost the End of the Road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What motivated you to create this in the first place, Sal?
For me, it was 100% about my mother. My mother died a couple years ago from Alzheimer's. Her whole life was about community. And the more I looked into libraries, libraries are totally about community. They're like universal, and it's where people really come together.
What did you discover about community along the road?
We all want similar things. We all want good schools. We all want good roads. We all want clean water. We all want clean air. And even though we view how we get to those things through different lenses, ultimately, we as Americans all want these same things. And so being able to openly talk about them and look for solutions together is the way that communities work. And that was something that we saw a lot of, was that communities in these small towns were banding together to get things done. And I think that's something we need to do as a country.
How is art, in this case, a vehicle for creating that community?
For me, art has always been about connectiveness. It's always been artist therapy. I've gone to Romania and taught kids about color, and color is therapy, and it makes you laugh. It weaves life without using words. It's a very visual language, so it's very accessible to everybody.
How does that specifically manifest in the use of safety pins?
Safety pins, to me, have a long history. Safety pins started out hemming our clothes, putting things together, cleaning your teeth. It ended up being linking them and keeping them, the person keeping them, and then we took the ones they made to the next town so that they really traveled across country. And then I wore mine all the time, and I gave them to people whenever I met them.
And how does cheesecloth figure in as an artistic medium?
All through this whole trip, I stopped at libraries and had people decorate books with the cheesecloth. And I've been photoshopping all the background out and making a 20 by 30 inch poster. And to me, it's really about showing cross country, like what picks did Iowa have, you know, which books were picked. And we had people from 5 to 85 come to decorate the books. We had every ethnicity. We had lawyers. We had farm workers, cowgirls.
And there was an automotive component to this journey as well. Tell me how automotive history figures into this project.
My family owned a car dealership when I was young, so I've been interested in cars my whole life. And it turns out that particularly the early part of this trip was very rich in automotive history. The first auto race that went across the United States actually went across what is now US 20, the old Sandy Am Wagon Road. We've got all these connections to cars, and so this was an opportunity to see a good slice of automotive history. So it was a perfect tie-in, I thought.
How does it change your view of this country to take this month-long road trip?
Just the fact that US 20 is a lightly traveled road in most parts of the country. There were times that we could go for 10 or 15 minutes at a time and not see another car. And you don't have that experience out on the interstate highways. And so being able to be on this relatively low-speed road gave us a great view of what America really looks like rather than just this dual-lane concrete ribbon that everybody's familiar with. And it was quite an enlightening experience.
Are there things that you come away with then that stick in your mind as key images or key people or key impressions?
How many small towns there really are on Highway 20? And how important it is to really support those small towns, if you can find anything open even in them. Quite a few are just like ghost towns.
One of the things we really noticed, particularly in the Midwest, is that a lot of these small towns are really struggling. The desolation and decay was a bit of a surprise. And it seemed to get a little worse as we went across the eastern United States. And in the Midwest, it was pretty visible that a lot of these towns were really struggling. And then that began to improve as we got into the Intermountain West. People joke about the Midwest being flyover country, but there are real people living out there. And it's very obvious that they're having difficulty right now in a lot of cases.
Sal Strom and Lynn Moyers, creators of Connecting US 20, a community and art building project arising from their 3,365-mile journey along Highway 20 from Boston to Newport, which they're just completing today as I speak. The exhibition resulting from it will be on display June 9th to July 2nd at the Newport Visual Arts Center. For more information, connectingus20.com or on Facebook. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.